Chapter 12. These were the men who came to David at Ziklag while he was banished from the presence of Saul, son of Kish. They were among the warriors who helped him in battle. They were armed with bows and were able to shoot arrows or to sling stones right-handed or left-handed. They were kinsmen of Saul from the tribe of Benjamin. Ahiezer, their chief, and Joash, the sons of Shemaah, the Gibeathite, Jeziel, and Pelet, the sons of Azmaveth, Berakah, Jehu the Anathothite, and Ishmaiah the Gibeonite, a mighty man among the 30 who was leader of the 30, Jeremiah, Jehaziel, Jehonan, Jozabad the Gederathite, Eluzai, Jeremoth, Bealiah, Shemariah, and Shephatiah the Haruphite, Elkanah, Ishiah, Azarel, Joezer, and Joshobeam the Korahites, and Joelah and Zebadiah, the sons of Jeroham from Gedor. Some Gadites defected to David at his stronghold in the desert. They were brave warriors, ready for battle and able to handle the shield and spear. Their faces were the faces of lions, and they were as swift as gazelles in the mountains. Azer was the chief, Obadiah the second in command, Eliab the third, Mishmanah the fourth, Jeremiah the fifth, Attai the sixth, Eliel the seventh, Johanan the eighth, Elzabad the ninth, Jeremiah the tenth, and Machbanai the 11th. These Gadites were army commanders. The least was a match for 100, and the greatest for 1,000. It was they who crossed the Jordan in the first month when it was overflowing all its banks, and they put to flight everyone living in the